Well, in summation, quote the end, I'd like to just refer quickly to what Patrick said about being justified by the law. And we all know, based plainly upon what the Scripture tells us, that we're not justified by the law, we're justified by Christ. And the whole issue of the book of Galatians has to do with those who are trying to be justified by the law, trying to be good enough, trying to make up for the sins they'd already committed under the law by being good and striving to obey it. And we know that that's impossible. It's impossible to obey it perfectly. And so being justified by the law is not the way we go. Certainly walking in Christ is the way that we can fulfill the righteous requirement of the law, receiving the sprinkling of the blood. Let's go ahead and I want to just refer quickly to Isaiah chapter 66, because obviously our subject for this evening has been the Sabbath day. And I have very much appreciated this opportunity. I haven't been doing it the way Patrick has been doing it, as far as this is something he does on a regular basis. So it's good for me. It's a good learning experience, and I hope we're all going to learn and benefit from it. Isaiah 66, verse 1, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Verse 23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, I'm sorry, let's go to 22. I meant to go to 22. Patrick was talking about the rest being a future reality that's coming. And I read in the Scriptures that that reality is the new heavens and the new earth that are foretold. When the crying and tears are wiped away, when everything becomes new. Verse 22 in Isaiah 66. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. God's not only going to has a new covenant, but he's going to have a new heavens and a new earth. That's the end result. That's the rest. And he says, referring to this time of the new heavens and the new earth, it's going to remain. Verse 23. In the new heavens and the new earth, and it shall come to pass, that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. This is talking about that future rest in time. It says, from one Sabbath to another, all flesh will come to worship before me, says the Lord. Zechariah chapter 14. Patrick also referred to, the other commandments that are given. He talked about new moons. He talked about the festivals. In Zechariah chapter 14, speaking about the day of the Lord here, and then picking it up in verse 16, and it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This is again speaking of the new heavens and the new earth, a time yet future when that rest is coming. And yet we find here that all nations of the earth, not just the Jews, not just the Israelites or the Hebrews, all will come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Now you can spiritualize that away and say, well, that's just referring to something symbolic. But again, as Patrick has stated, it's very plain that all people will come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. The family of Egypt will not come up and enter in. They shall have no rain. So all people eventually are going to come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. The Sabbaths. The Sabbaths are Christ's Sabbaths. They always have been from the creation on throughout. If you study and look into that, you will find that the Sabbath was given at creation. That it was renewed with Israel. Even before Sinai, when the manna was only given on 6 days out of the week, and on the Sabbath it was withheld, even before they got to Sinai. The Sabbath of God had been fulfilled by Christ, the Passover. He is our Lamb sacrificed for us. He was risen, is risen, during the days of unleavened bread. He is the bread of life. The Holy Spirit was given, not on just any day, but on the festival of Pentecost. And you go through the trumpets, atonement, tabernacles, and last great day. When those are fulfilled, everything will be fulfilled. Not until then.